So great to be back for Book Club. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have to admit, I have been reading so many terrific books by Australian authors. It is always hard to know exactly what to bring in. And look, I'm just going to drop a quick plug here. If anyone wants to discover what I've been reading and some of the amazing Australian writing that is out there, you can check out Final Draft on the 2SER page or the podcast and discover some of the amazing books I've been discovering. Today, I've got someone who's not there yet. I am hoping to speak with Pip Drysdale. She is an actor, a musician, and a writer. She's the author of The Sunday Girl and The Strangers We Know, which is currently in production for a TV adaptation. But her latest, what I've got for you today, is called The Paris Affair. Harper Brown is in Paris to fulfill her dreams. She's landed a job as an arts writer for an online publisher covering all the hippest corners of the City of Lights. Sure, her colleagues refuse to take her seriously. Sure, her ex keeps sliding into her DMs to remind her he's doing great. And now the hottest new artist in Paris is hot for Harper. But, you know, she's kind of sworn off love. Harper is jaded and she's got good reason. Her ex is a grade one gaslighter who won't let her go even after taking her time, her money, and dumping her just as his band hit the big time. He was screwing around with the bass player. Classy. Harper segues her anger, though, into her writing, garnering an online following for her blog, How to Not Get Murdered. And that's what makes The Paris Affair so compelling. Harper is savvy not just to the typical bastardry of men behaving badly. She tacitly acknowledges the ways seemingly innocuous male behavior can become dangerous. This is a hugely topical thing to be discussing, and it's done in a really engaging way here. The Paris Affair does a lot of things you've seen before in thrillers. There is a dead woman and an indifferent police force. Another body does turn up, and this time Harper knows the victim. Yes, there is likely an unknown killer stalking the streets of the City of Love, preying on young women. As mystery thriller tropes go, these are not necessarily, you know, original, but here's where The Paris Affair says, hey, hold my bookmark, and takes the reader down a completely different cobbled street. Through Harper, Drysdale explores the dangers and benefits of our perpetually online and broadcast world. Harper's column, How to Not Get Murdered, is kind of a hyper-reality version of that sort of situational awareness that women must live with to survive in a world where victims are more likely to be asked what they were wearing than if they were all right. Like, this is a huge problem, and that's why I thought I wanted to talk about this, you know, especially for men, and I am clearly a man. Like, we haven't come to terms with the way privilege operates in our favor, and the way we subtly and not so subtly reinforce it by making, you know, people who are victims of violence, who are victims of sex attacks, to, you know, feel like somehow they put themselves in a position to be attacked. Like, it is hugely problem. It is hugely topical, and it needs to be faced. The Paris Affair shows us how in the hands of both good guys and bad, social media can be weaponized. It will definitely have you checking whether your location services are active or not. Pip Drysdale seems to be asking the reader to look at their own desire to be seen through a multitude of social platforms and then start to question who is doing the watching. It's really fascinating the way this all plays out, and I'm trying not to spoil anything in the novel. I guess one place that I would maybe cite this is if you've seen the series You. It definitely plays around with that idea of who is good, who is bad, who is creepy, and those extremes of behavior. The Paris Affair is an eminently readable novel. I didn't hate being able to fly through the streets of Montmartre, even if vicariously, because we're all, you know, sighting ourselves never too far away from our own homes at the moment. The writing is pacey, and Harper is cynically endearing. Like, she doesn't want to be liked. She famously says she can lose a guy in 3 minutes. But despite all of this, you will come to care for her. You could absolutely take yourself away for a few hours, read The Paris Affair just for the escape of it all. But I'd suggest there is so much more going on here, and the dude bros and would-be nice guys need not apply. So thank you so much. That is Pip Drysdale's The Paris Affair. She is a fantastic Australian author, writing, yes, about an English woman in a, you know, a famous European city, but really taking topics that are prevalent and, you know, really relevant to our current day and our current streets. Thank you so much for having me in for the book club. I will be back with more books and more ideas next week. Catch it on the book club podcast, catch Final Draft on the podcast, and I will see you then. Happy reading. Bye now.